1218, Dean Richards, 720, WGN. WGNRadio.com. Nice to have you here with us today as we kick off our Food Time show, Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. And today it's all about the brunch. All about the brunch today. One of the biggest brunch days of the year is coming up in Easter Sunday. Where to go? Great places to go. Something special you may want to experience for Easter this year. Bring in Phil Vitale, the Chicago Tribune's dining and restaurant critic. How is Phil Vitale today?
I am fine, Dean. Thanks for asking.
Always nice to have you on with us. Am I correct that Easter Sunday still remains one of the biggest brunch days of the year?
It's that and Mother's Day. Those are the those are the one, two biggest days for brunch.
And how do you think we do in Chicago in terms of putting on a great brunch overall?
Oh, we do some great stuff. It's really just a matter of how far you want to drive and how much you want to spend, but they are everywhere.
On the high end, how much would you spend? How much could you spend for a brunch if you decided to take a second mortgage out on your house?
Yeah, I believe that 16 at the Trump Hotel, which always sets the high bar for sheer price. I will say they put out a fabulous meal there, but I think you're going to be a little north of $150 a person at 16, and yet they're going to fill most of those seats.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
To me, yes, but you know, for some people, big days like this, Easter, you know. Some people, this is one of the few times they ever get the whole family together. And at that point, you just want it to be fabulous.
Yeah.
And you don't want to have to think, worry about a thing. And it's going to cost a lot, so it's going to cost a lot.
Yeah, a couple of times a year I'll do something like that where, you know, I'll go someplace that's a favorite that is ridiculously expensive. I mean, just like crazy mortgage payment expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you figure, a couple of times a year, you know, you splurge a little bit.
As long as the business delivers,
that's right.
And that's the thing. And that kind of, when you're paying that kind of price, or when you're charging that kind of price, you are going to get the more persnickety customers. So you really are. Some of these places really are working without a net. They really have to make sure that everything is super wonderful.
Yeah, I always marveled when I've gone to brunches like that that are like crazy expensive like that, where people go with kids. You know, it's like a party of 12, and it's, you know, two or three little kids, and they're paying top dollar for, you know, for something like that, and the little kids aren't really even taking part in it. You know what I mean?
Right. And they get the price break for the kids, so the kids are only $50 or something like that.
Right.
And it works. I remember when back in the great old days when the Ritz-Carlton dining room was maybe the most lavish room in Chicago, and I was told by an acquaintance who was a waiter there that at Easter, not only were they paying this, even back then they were paying this kind of money, you know, well over $100 a person to go have brunch there, but the people, as they left on after that fabulous expensive brunch, made reservations for next year. On the way out, they just said, you know what, we're coming back, so put us down for 12:15 or whatever.
So they left,
and they did. So it got to be a thing. I mean, you really had to work to crack your way into the Ritz-Carlton dining room.
Isn't that something? Yeah, that's amazing. And always, you know, I always hearken back, you know, we were a family of four boys growing up. And, you know, if we got to go to Denny's, it was a special occasion for us.
Absolutely.
You know, much less the Ritz-Carlton. Are you kidding me? That would never happen in a million years back in the day.
I had no understanding that there was something called the Ritz-Carlton when I was a kid.
Exactly.
When I was a kid growing up.
Exactly.
And if our parents took us anywhere, it would be one of those, it would always be one of those all-you-can-eat, because, you know, boys just want to, you know, they're going to eat like vacuum cleaners, so you just want to get the food in front of them.
There were some buffet place. I think this was in the days before Old Country Buffet, but it was very much like that back in the when we used to do it. So, anyway, let's start with some of the fancy-schmancy places. What are you recommending this year, Phil?
Okay. Chicago Cut is one of the best steakhouses in Chicago, but for Easter, they kind of do a brunch menu, a brunch buffet kind of thing, and they set it all up, and that's it's a wonder. Well, maybe they do it again for Mother's Day. I'm not really sure, but it's a unique opportunity, and of course, it's a very pretty room, and if we get sunshine on Easter Sunday, knock wood, there'll be that pretty view out the windows. Their buffet, their brunch is $75 a person, and the kids are $25. Just a couple of doors down from where you're sitting right now, the Intercontinental Hotel on Michigan Avenue, they're doing a lavish buffet. And, of course, they have the pretty multi-level lobby and all that to spread it out among. That's $68 and $34 for the kids. The Langham Hotel, which is across the street from the Trump on Wabash Avenue there in the old IBM building. Now, it's the home to, among other things, American Medical Association and the Langham Hotel.
That is one of the most amazing transformations of a building, by the way.
Isn't it?
Of going from the most generic building in the history of glass box buildings to this Langham Hotel. I don't know about the rest of the building, but this Langham Hotel, they've taken a part of the building and made it one of the most lovely hotels that I've seen.
It is. It's an absolutely beautiful space. That little lounge they have on next to the restaurant is busy all the time because they have live music every night, and you have and they have that great view of the river because they're only up only up a couple of floors.
Yeah.
And they're going to set the whole thing up as a lavish buffet on Easter, and that will it's $125, so it's not the bargain brand, and $50 for the kids. But I suspect, I mean, they have a very good cooking team there, and I suspect it's going to be, to the extent that $125 brunch can be worth it, I suspect this will be worth it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Shaw's Crab House, always known for, I think of that more for seafood and dinners and things like that, but they do a very nice buffet, and at the Shaw's Crab House in the city, the buffet is $75 and $20 for the kids, and of course, their idea of a brunch buffet is going to have an awful lot of raw seafood on it, so you really be able to load up on your oysters and then segue into the cooked stuff like a crab leg. So I can get my money's worth out of that, trust me.
Yeah, definitely. Talking about seafood and talking about Chicago Cut Steakhouse, did I hear that they are opening that Chicago Cut is opening a seafood restaurant also?
They are, where Kiefer's was. They purchased the Kiefer's restaurant from Glenn Kiefer and his partners, and they are getting very close to opening up a seafood-focused restaurant right there at the, the corner of Kinsey and LaSalle?
Yeah, yeah, right across the street from Harry Carey's, which
exactly. Yeah.
I imagine will have a nice spread for Easter Sunday also. How about a couple of specialty places to go? For example, if I'm looking for someplace with just an amazing view, what do you recommend?
For amazing view, I try to get into Know Me. That's a good one. I don't have their information in front of me, but of course you can get a great view from the Signature Room up there on the 95th floor of the John Hancock Center.
What are they doing up there?
They're doing a big buffet, and there'll be multiple stations. They have a lot of space up there, so they can handle a lot of people, and they can put out a lot of food. And I think their daytime view is better than the nighttime view, and that's just my opinion because so much of the nighttime view is the lake, and they don't like the lake at night. But the Signature Room is doing a $70 buffet, which is up there, but not running all with all the big boys, and $25 for the kids, which is not bad at all. And then you do have, you get a nice sunshiny day, and you can see to Indiana if you're lucky.
Yeah, if the weather is great, that's a spectacular mm-hmm. place to be, Easter brunch or not. Let me throw into the mix just for something a little different for Easter brunch, that the Spirit of Chicago is doing an Easter brunch cruise. So you can, I think they have a couple of different boarding times, and you cruise, along the lake shore. They put out a buffet style lunch. The Easter Bunny is on board. They hand out goodie bags, for the kids, $54 for adults and $32, for children between 3 and 12, but something different, for
absolutely
the kids.
And the nice thing about those boats is that they are enclosed enough. There's a nice, the weather is beautiful. You go out on the top deck and you get all the breeze and this great everything. But if the weather turns less cooperative, it's completely inside. So you can be, you're weatherproofed the whole time if you need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And so a little something on the unusual side. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back, talk more with Phil Vitale, some more moderately priced Easter brunch suggestions. Maybe you've gone to some great Easter brunch places, or you've got questions about places, places to go out to eat. Phil Vitale's the guy to ask. 312-981-7200 is our phone number.
In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be
some old school Easter parade. Judy Garland, Fred Astaire from the old movie for Easter Parade. Talking the Easter brunches with Phil Vitale from your Chicago Tribune. Our Food Time show today is sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant in Chicago and in Lombard, celebrating their anniversary. Phil Vitale on the line with us talking some brunches. We talked about some pretty high price brunches, although, Phil, somebody texting in during the break and talking about 16 restaurant that you were talking about in Trump Tower, saying, took my wife to brunch at 16 a couple of years ago, dropped off the kids at grandma's. It was expensive but amazing. They give you complimentary mimosas while you're waiting for the table.
Nice.
That's not terrible.
No.
And that way you don't mind waiting for the table so much.
No, right? And you're in a good mood already.
Yeah. You got to drink quite a few mimosas for $160 a person, I would think.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Either way, you got to...
Don't go for the mimosas. Just enjoy them when you get them.
Exactly right. All right. So a little more reasonable brunches now. What would you recommend in kind of a mid-range?
I've got a few that I picked out that are all just about all under 40. There is A10 restaurant in Hyde Park. They're doing a multi-course. Whether you get set amounts of certain foods, but then you get to pick your own entree. So it's kind of a combination buffet and cooked entree kind of thing. And that's only $35. Bistronomic, which is always a good choice up in the Gold Coast. Their menu brunch is $39, 19 for kids. And they're doing a $15 unlimited mimosa option. If speaking of unlimited, nice mimosas.
That seems to be the theme here today, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you can keep that going. Fellini in that Aqua Blue Hotel.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That beautiful little place. Their buffet is only $27.
Wow.
That's they're a little off the beaten path, I guess. That's right, but they're on Columbus Drive. But man, I'd go there. Right here in this building, Howells and Hood next door to you. Their buffet will be only $39, and they'll have all the multiple stations and all the things you want. Mercat a la Plancha on South Michigan Avenue, down on the south end by Balbo. They're doing a three-course brunch where you get two small dishes per course. So you really get six things to eat. And that's $35 and $25 for the kids. And maybe a little bit more you might spend at the boarding house, Alpena Singh's restaurant on the in River North. The three-course Easter menu is $44 for adults, $15 for children.
Okay, well, those are also some good choices. Are some of the, talking about Alpena Singh, are some of the, profile chefs, restaurants in Chicago, are they doing things that say, Girl and the Goat, for example, and Art Smith's Place, and, some of the others?
I hadn't thought about that. I don't know about... I don't know about Girl and the Goat or Art Smith's Place. I do know that there's always. I mean, I consider Marcel Noyer at Bistronomic to be one of our best, maybe most visible chefs. And of course, A10 is Matthias Merges. Let me think. I hadn't been paying that much attention to the super high end guys.
I would think that a lot of places like that where there's a long waiting list to get in anyway. I mean, they don't really need to do anything. Super spectacular because, there's often a 2-month waiting list for some of these places anyway.
Right, and then there's the idea of not killing your staff, but if it's the kind of restaurant where they work really late into Saturday night because they're so popular, everybody wants to be there. Then
to turn it around for
turn around
a Sunday.
See you at 9 in the morning for prep. Like, oh no.
Yeah. Well, you know, anyone interested in that can check. What about, you know, most of these places that we've talked about have all been in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
What about branching out into the suburbs?
Okay, let's see. Up north, I'm always fond of Found, which is on Chicago Avenue in Evanston. They're doing a family-style menu, so it's not so much a buffet, but everything's coming out to be shared by all. For $38, 18 for kids. The Hap Inn in Northfield, which is a grand old property. Oh, yeah. It's been up there for a long time. They're doing a buffet for $34.95 adults and only $15 for kids. And in Northbrook, Prairie Grass Cafe, which is one of my favorite restaurants in the suburbs. They're doing an Easter buffet for $48 or $18 for kids, and then if you're not the buffet type, they will be open for dinner on Easter Sunday. Not terribly late, but they will be open. Out northwest, I like Retro Bistro, a classic French bistro on Golf Road in Mount Prospect. They've got a $34 champagne brunch, which means you get a glass of champagne or, if you prefer, a mimosa with that $34 deal. And they have a kids menu, and that's all a la carte. And then the other Shaws, I mean, we mentioned the Shaws downtown.
Yeah.
The Shaws Schomburg on Higgins Road, their buffet is not quite as elaborate as the version in the city, but it's still very, very good, and it's only $59. And for the amount of shellfish and oysters and such, if you are into that sort of eating, that's a really tough price to beat, in my opinion.
I'm definitely picking up on the idea that you're planning on eating quite a bit of seafood on a buffet sometime soon.
There's always, yes, actually, you're absolutely right.
I hear that in your voice, and having gone to brunches like that where there's just nothing but incredible fresh seafood, you know, that's it's a very attractive idea, I guess, right?
To me, yes. It always drives me crazy a little bit when I'm in a buffet line and one of those fairly expensive buffets and watching people with their plates and they're just loading up on the pasta salads and
right.
and the
right.
fancy jello. I said, that stuff costs 15 cents. Are you crazy? There's meat over there. There's oysters.
Right.
There is something with a wholesale price, for crying out loud.
There is fresh lobster right over there.
Right.
Exactly.
But you know what? They're the ones that make that kind of buffet worthwhile for people like me. In other words, they're helping hold down that cost.
I guess
because
that's what
they
it
figure
is.
They can put out this buffet and they can have all this fabulous food and still count on a fair number of people loading up on sweet rolls and salad.
Exactly.
God bless them, every one of them.
More crab cakes for me. That's the
exactly.
way.
I think they're subsidizing me if they realized it.
That's exactly right. I don't know why it is, but I've noticed on social media the last couple of days, lots of people are putting their lists of their favorite pizza places, top 10 pizza places. I don't know if some blog maybe had started
maybe.
This or something, but it seems like it's everywhere. And I wonder if you have favorite pizza places around the Chicago area.
Sure, it just depends on how thick you like it and all the rest of it. My go-to is has always been Lou Malnati's.
It's a darn good darn good pizza. Yep.
Our my wife and I have a history of that with that chain going back. Our wedding rehearsal dinner was at the Malnati's on in Lincolnwood.
Oh, is that right?
Their very first location. Well, we were still in college, and that was the kind of rehearsal dinner we could afford to do.
That's a great idea, really. For
and everybody had a ball. It was a lot of fun, and yeah. I've been eating their pizza ever since. I've had real good pizzas at some of the other the latest Stella Barra up on Halsted Street. They do a fine thin crust pizza. I like the Roman style pizzas at Tresoldi on Ohio Street in Streeterville. I'm of the philosophy that bad pizza is better than no pizza. I can actually chew on a not so great pizza and still but it's pizza. So,
wow, really? If I took you to a Domino's or like a pizza kind of place, you'd still be okay with that?
I don't know about okay. I certainly wouldn't be thrilled, but
it's better than no pizza.
I probably would not starve to death in their doorway. Let's put it that way.
It's still better than no pizza.
Exactly.
Going back to your original. I tend to be a thin crust person, but I completely agree with you about Lou Malnati's. I think their crust is exceptional. I think the their sauce is beautifully seasoned. It's a nice mixture, nice ratio of the sauce and cheese, because a lot of times the thicker pizzas tend to be so doughy or so cheesy that you can't even really enjoy it. It's like a gut bomb. But Malnati's has, I think, perfected the perfect combination between the two. If I'm going thick, normally, if I'm ordering like a delivery or something from home, I almost always go thin. I just seems like more of a real Chicagoan thing to do.
Yeah, I've noticed also that since going back to the old college days when wife and I could polish off a whole pizza and maybe a pitcher of beer, now the self-loathing seems to kick in at the second slice. You know, I'm halfway through that second one going, I didn't need to have this second one.
Oh.
You're a bad person. Shame on you. Yeah. So I've just, my system is saying, you know, we can have this, but we can't have it the way you used to have it. You need to slow down and enjoy the heck out of that first big wedge and then let it be.
Oh, see, you're not trying hard enough, Steve. You've thrown in the towel too fast on that. What do you make of
ever since I moved to the jumbo towel, I've had to throw it in more.
Is that what it was?
Yes,
that was the realization. I
don't you have any bigger towels? I'm in the store. I can't wrap myself around.
I know what you mean. When you constantly just like, well, I think I'd better upgrade to a larger size shirt. I know what you mean with that. What do you make of some of these like really upscale places that seem to be popping up, pizza joints?
Well, there's room for them. I don't know how many will keep going. I mean, I still think very few people have caught up to even what Peace does for pizza out there on North Avenue. But it is nice to get the idea to have the idea that you're that someone back actually hand making your pizza and not before you order it. And that they have some more thoughts about really interesting ingredients, and that they're using really high quality flour. They're either following the pizza Napolitana, the Napoleonic kind of pizza. They're actually getting certified that way.
Right.
It's funny. There's a restaurant out west in Downers Grove, and it's called Parker's Restaurant. It used to be called Parker's Ocean Grill, and they kind of de-emphasize the seafood aspect, even though there's a lot of seafood on there.
Yeah.
But they went ahead and built the quality Italian Neapolitan style oven, and they're getting the double zero flour, and they had the certifying body from Napoli come out, and they are certified doing that and making that kind of effort in a restaurant that's really more about seafood than anything else. But they have amazing things. I mean, and that's what I'm seeing more of, is more restaurants that can individually do really good pizzas with really tasty crusts and all the rest of it, even though they're not pizzerias. Bartoma over on Pearson Street, another good example. They make these, they have a great dough to start with, and they're making all these great pizzas and bombas and stuff like that, and they're not even a pizzeria per se.
Yeah, I'm sure that you're probably familiar with DiNotto's restaurant in the Old Town neighborhood. He's changed locations. There was a lease issue. He's changed locations and is now around the corner on Well Street, and no longer on North Avenue, now on Well Street, and is more of a pizzeria, and has done what you've said, brought over the special oven from Naples, went and got the certification, and they make these fantastically delicious thin crust pizzas. It's like a 1,000-degree oven, something like that. So they cook very quickly. It's absolutely fantastic. They still have a few of the signature things from their menu from their previous location. Their wonderful lasagna and lots of things that were signature things that they've served for years. But they are also now doing the specialty style pizza, And
I did not know that.
It's a great place. You have got to go in there to try that. It's a lovely, lovely room.
I've been there before, but I've never had pizza there.
Yeah, it's a lovely room. It's completely different from their. I'm going to miss their old location because I used to love their outdoor garden. Their new space is a little smaller, but worth it to go in and get, you know, like a pizza and a salad or something like that. Good stuff over there. Anyway, some Excellent. Good stuff. And always good stuff from you. We always appreciate you taking time to join us to talk.
This is my favorite subject.
People want to get more info, ChicagoTribune.com. Look for Phil Vitale writing all about restaurants and dining in the Chicago area. Thanks, Phil. Have a great holiday if we don't talk to you before then.
Thank you, and you do the same.